The second and third key tasks of Step 8, assessing implementation and student learning, often occur simultaneously. Here, teams follow the plan to assess progress written in Step 7, attending to data about the implementation of the action plan and data about improvements in student learning. Implementation data is often used as a short-term measure of progress. It might include lesson plans or classroom observations in order to determine the extent to which teachers are planning for and enacting the instructional strategies. It is important to assess implementation of the action plan because without knowledge of what teachers are doing, it is hard to attribute changes in student learning to the action plan rather than some other factor. It is also important to assess the extent to which the action plan is associated with improvements in student learning. In the plan to assess progress from Step 7, we see short-term data that includes student work on in-class assignments, medium-term data based on common interim assessments, and long-term data on state standardized tests.